Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. It's Saturday, and Saturday shows are fun. So I really am glad I changed it. I hope you are, too. This is Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, where we know how to TCB. And Anne made it today, and she's hanging on to that last one of your life so she don't bungee back across the ocean.
Oh, no. Get yourself.
Yeah, hey, and you know what? It's cooler here now. It's like 10, 15 degrees cooler today than it has been. So hopefully the heat was a factor with that connection and everything, and it's going to be calming down now that it's cooler. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's just beautiful being cooler like this.
Lovely.
And I have a ticket. Yeah, right. Okay. my brain is still scrambled. I had to make a dash trip home to get my earphones because I didn't bring my briefcase and I left my earphones in my briefcase. And I realized that 20 minutes before showtime, I just, thank God I only live 3 miles away. So I just did the mad dash thing and I made it. I'm here. Anne's here. We're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
We're going to start this out. I have a very special thing to do today. We're going to start this out with Eddie Money, 2 Tickets to Paradise.
Waiting for love.
Okay, guys. Now, what I wanted to do today is to let you all know, if you don't already know, that we lost Eddie Money on the 13th. He passed away. Oh. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't exactly young, but it wasn't age that took him from us. So I just wanted to give you a short background on him, because he really was quite the musician. He was good, as you've just heard. He was good. He was born on March 21st, 1949. So as I say, he wasn't a spring chicken, but, you know, he wasn't really that old either. And he passed away on September 13th, which was Friday. His actual name was Edward Joseph Mahoney. Now, I know you're all going to remember that, right? Mm-hmm. Sure. Anyway, he was really successful and had quite a few hits in the 70s and 80s. He was in the top 40 quite a bit. And some of those songs, which you might recognize, were Baby Hold On and what you just heard, Two Tickets to Paradise, which I think was probably his most popular. And Think I'm in Love, Shaken, Take Me Home Tonight, I Want to Go Back, Walk on Water, and The Love in Your Eyes. So he had some really good songs. He was nominated for a Grammy for the Best Male Rock Vocal Performances for Take Me Home Tonight. And I believe that's one we are going to hear in just a minute. Yes, Brandon requested that, so we're going to hear that song in just a minute. But I wanted to go through this and let you know that he has gone home. And he was in August, just a month ago, he was diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal cancer. And then he died from that cancer and from related problems with heart valve surgery. So he lived in Los Angeles, and that is where he died, at home, which was a good thing. I'm glad of that. And he was 70 years old. So, you know, he was not ancient by any means. It's not like he was 95 and went in his sleep or anything. It wasn't that easy for him, unfortunately. But we have lost Eddie Money. So let's get down here with this next song, if I can find it. I know it's in here because I know I put it in here, so we'll find it. But this one was requested by Brandon. And he also, I have to let you know, Brandon also requested Two Tickets to Paradise, but I had to tell him I already have that one in there. So that was kind of a joint thing between he and I. We both wanted that one in there, so we did that. I might have not gotten around to put Take Me Home Tonight in here. I listened to it. If it's not in here, Brandon, I'm really, really sorry. If I'm just not seeing it and I find it later, I will play it. But we're going to have to fly with something else right now so I can take my time actually looking for it during this song. Here's one that I know Shauna likes. It was not requested by her, but I saw it and I went, hey, why not? I like it. It's a good song. It's Question Mark and the Mysterians, 96 Tears.
One heart, he'd be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way out on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing way down at me. But what's up now? carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry now. You're gonna cry, 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 cry 96 tears. Come on, let me hear you cry now. 96 tears. Woo! I wanna hear you cry.
And you should have seen some of the messages I was seeing. This was good. This is funny. And let's see. I've been told that crazy people have a better life. I'm okay then, right? Hey, I'm good. No problem. We got it. And I want Brandon and everyone to know I did find Take Me Home tonight. I did have it in here. I just didn't see it when I was looking for it, but I have it now. So we're going to do our last bit of tribute to Eddie Money, and we're going to play Take Me Home tonight.
Take me home tonight.
Another good one from Eddie Money. Thank you, Brendan, and I'm glad I found it for you, honey. It is a good song. Of course, I haven't heard a bad song from Eddie Money, so what can you do? Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
How are you doing, girl?
Hi, Ann. I'm doing better. I slept like 15 hours yesterday. Think that's enough, right?
Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes you need 24. I mean, you know, hey.
I don't know. I passed out about 6 o'clock last night. I don't remember nothing until about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, you
checked out.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. When you're falling asleep standing up, you need it.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And if you're sitting there watching TV and all of a sudden your head hits the coffee table, you know you probably better go to bed.
Oh, no. What if it's
perfect before it hits the coffee table.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, it could be a scar. I could say I could say a cool story about it later.
Yeah, figure out a good story and call it.
Scar above my head, I got it in NAMM, man. Got a NAMM.
You ain't old enough for NAMM, honey.
Oh, you don't know. I could have did like what they do in Outlander. I could have touched a rock somewhere and ended up, you know, and damn, it happened.
Well, that's true. But you think if it's going to fling you, it's going to fling you more distance than that. You're not just going to go back 20 years.
Why put me in 1969, 1970, right?
Yeah. I mean, hey, they're going to. Yeah, you're going to hit the Civil War, you know, something like that.
Oh, no.
You could do that.
Oh, wow.
I hope I'm on the right side.
Yeah, that's true.
Honey, where do you live?
No. Maybe I could try to change the future. Who knows? I don't know. That would be crazy. You know, this is, like, totally off the subject, but I started it anyway. You ladies out there need to watch Outlander or read the books.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. It is totally
awesome. I have heard about it, but I didn't, you know, care, and it didn't bother me that I didn't have stars, you know. But I have Netflix, and they have the first 2 seasons on Netflix, so I had to see what everybody was talking about, and my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
You guys need to have a fan in front of you when you read it. It gets mighty hot.
When you watch the series, there are some parts you need to have that fan.
It does. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I saw the first. Let's see, I had HBO at the time, and I saw the whole first season. They did like a marathon for the first season, and then the next time they had it, they did like half of the second season, which is really irritating. But, yeah, you get hooked on that real, real fast.
I did after season 2, because that's all Netflix had to offer. I told my husband, please get me 3 and 4. Please,
can I
please have it?
You're hooked. My daughter-in-law is hooked.
Yes.
I'm hooked, but the thing is, you know, I'm at a standstill because season 5 won't be out till next year, and I don't have stars, so I might have to read the books. I might have to use my imagination on these serious love scenes here in my brain.
I'm sorry. I really can't feel sorry for you because the books maybe aren't quite as steamy because you have to use your or maybe they're more steamy because you have to use your imagination. Anyway,
I don't know. When I was a teenage girl, I loved romance novels. I really loved them a little too much.
But you can slow it down and read things over more than once.
Yeah.
So, you know, books are good. Books are very good. Books are very, very good.
Yes, they are. I mean, okay, I'll tell you why it's good to use your imagination and books are good. The good books. Put Elvis, for instance. He's in a lot of books. Well, there's a couple out there that's got a lot of stories that are steamy-weamy from his younger days.
Oh, wow.
Leave nothing to the imagination, ladies.
That's the dream
with me as well.
In his younger days, yes, you know, the story has to be that way because he was that way. So, you know, that's. Okay, now that we've that ball rolling downhill real fast, we're going to do a song that Shauna requested.
Great.
Do you remember what I know you remember what that was, and you're going to know when I say it anyway.
Yeah, I do.
Yes. Charlie Daniels.
Devil went down to Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, because he was looking for a
devil went down to Georgia. So get your dancing shoes on or go in your bare feet. It don't matter because this is going to get you moving. We're going to go.
Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no."
If you just sat still in your chair, then you need a nap.
No.
Shauna wasn't sitting still. Shauna doesn't need a nap.
No, I don't. I won't need any sleep for a couple of days.
Yeah, exactly. Or at least it's 10 o'clock tonight, yeah.
But, you know, I have plans. You know, I told my husband tonight after Wade goes to bed, he gets 2 tickets to paradise. Hey, you guys got to make it when you can when you have kids.
Yeah, Mama had seven, so yeah.
Yeah, you got to make time. Well, it's got to be a date, you know. You got to prepare.
Or just send the kids to bed by 9, wait 2 hours, and then have your time. That I suspect. I don't know for sure, but I suspect that's what went on at
you
my
just,
house.
You suspect possibly right, but still, like I said, I told him that last night. I was listening to Eddie Money's song, and I was almost done with it, and I was thinking to myself, wait, it's Saturday night. So I went down and told Charles that. He started laughing at me. He goes, oh, some chicka chicka wow wow. I said, oh yeah.
oh
married folks. Married folks are funny.
Yeah,
we funny people.
Possible reactions. Yeah, that would work. Oh my goodness. Well, we know.
Hey, I already said it, and you said it too. It's no fun not being crazy. Crazy is the most funnest thing in the world. At least we admit it. And yeah.
Well, and you have to be yourself, because if you try to be something someone else expects you to be, it takes. Oh, believe me, firsthand experience. It takes all the fun out of life because you're so busy worrying about having them irritated at you or mad at you or trying to argue with you, and so you do your dead level best to always be what they want you to be, to always say the things they want you to say, and that's no way to live. You need to be with somebody who lets you be crazy, who lets you be silly, who lets you just be yourself.
You basically need people to just let you get your freak on, man. As long as you ain't hurting people, you're good.
Exactly.
Let it go.
Yeah. They need to just
be yourself.
Back, watch and laugh at
it. Even if it is crazy, be yourself. It's better. I get it, girl. Yes.
Exactly. Totally. Exactly. So anyway, okay, I do have another request here, and this is from Angel. So I feel pretty special, and I'm glad that she has given me a request for the show. That's very nice. Thank you, Angel. I think that is special. So we're going to hear Chicago singing Will You Still Love Me, requested by Angel.
For you now.
All right. That was Angel's Request, Will You Still Love Me by Chicago. And they get some mellow stuff, and they get some good rock and roll, and they just, they cover the whole ball of wax, and it's great. It's totally great. And I tell you, kids, it is time for an Elvis song, because I haven't heard one. Yeah, I knew you'd hate it. I just knew you'd hate it, if, you know. But this one is special because it's a request. And the person wants to remain anonymous, and that's okay. Some people just don't like their names to be mentioned on the radio for whatever reason. And that's fine. I don't care. That's just fine. This is Elvis, and this, oh, gosh, this song just kind of, it's a beautiful song, and it makes you want to cry, and you just, you want somebody to hold when you listen to this song. Well, that's not going to happen. I'm sitting here at my desk all by my lonesome, but hey, whatever. That's what imagination is for, right?
Yourself a hug.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, we've got Elvis requested to do For Old Time's Sake.
Before you go, walk out on me. Take a look around and tell me what you see. Here I stand, like an open book. Is there something here you might have overlooked? 'Cause it would be a shame if you should leave and find that freedom ain't what you thought it would be. The years we had, not all bad. In fact, I know the good outweighs the bad. Now you say that you've grown tired and you want to be by yourself. Hey, why? It would be a shame if you was a long time ago. Know that you can't stand for chains to bind you, but they just keep on driving us apart. You could go where I could never find you, but could you go for it? Get away from your heart. So one more time, for old time's sake, come and lay your head up on my chest. Please don't throw this moment away. We can forget the bad and take the best. If you don't have nothing left to say, let me hold you one more time. Old time say, and if you don't have nothing left to say, let me hold you one more time. Old time say.
Oh, yeah. Now that song's going to mellow you right out, and it is so sad, but you stop and think that even at the end, there's always possibilities.
Yeah.
I just never want to reach that end. I don't want to hear about that end. I don't want to reach that end. I want one of the possibilities. I don't want that end. You know what I mean? But that, that song is so beautiful. At the same time, it just makes your heart cry. It just makes your heart cry. So, okay, we're going to pick this up. I have a song that, let's see if I can find this. It is a request as well. And, yes, here it is, right here. It's a request from John by Edie Gourmet. Does anybody remember Edie Gourmet? I remember Edie Gourmet. Does anybody else remember Edie
Vaguely.
Gourmet?
Vaguely. Only vaguely.
Okay.
It was before time. I don't know this
person. I know. You're just a baby. I'm sorry. But,
you
know.
You have to enlighten me.
I remember seeing Edie Gourmet on those musical variety shows on TV when I was a kid. There were a lot of them. And she was married to somebody who was a singer as well. And I can see his face, and I can't remember his name, but that's okay. I don't need to know because I don't really care. Anyway, this is a request from John, and it's called Blame It on the Bossa Nova.
I was at a dance when it caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, the dance of love.
Now is it the moon?
No, the bossa nova. No, the bossa nova. Hey, yeah, the bossa nova.
Dance of
Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride to be, and we're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova.
One of those songs that you find yourself singing to, and then you go, oh, I know part of that. Hey, how about that?
I actually heard that song before. I just didn't know who sang it. It's in the movie Mermaids with Cher.
Remember
she's making those sandwiches.
So.
She doesn't know how to give people sandwiches without using cookie cutters and cutting them into shapes. Well, that song's playing, and I think Winona Ryder's in it, too. It's a good movie, Mermaids.
Well, I might have to watch it someday because I have never seen it. And,
really? You need to think about it because it's good. It is good.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it. I mean, you know, I love watching movies. And
You're
I'm going to try just about anything after.
Oh.
Okay.
after about 10 minutes, if it's not any good, I turn it off. I mean, you know, I got no compulsions on that. It's okay. So they got 10 minutes to catch me or lose me. That's about it. Yep. So, all right. And Lonnie,
my good friend Deborah, I love her to death. Most of you guys probably know Deborah. She can't watch a movie at all. Her attention span is just—it just doesn't happen.
Wow.
It happens though. It either has to catch you or it doesn't catch your interest at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
If it doesn't catch you within the first 10 minutes, chances are it's not going to. That's just how it is. And I never can get my attention riveted to follow the story if it wasn't any good the first 10 minutes. It's like, well, this is boring. I'm going to do something else. And so I'll get a book out, or I'll change the channel, or, you know, depending on somebody else if they're watching it, which I live by myself, so that does not happen. So, hey, I'm speaking of younger days when I was married, I guess. Oh, well. I don't have to worry about that anymore. There we go. Okay. Remember last week we were talking about the first edition?
Yeah.
And, Kenny Rogers and all that. Oh, before we get on to that, I wanted to let you know that Lonnie let me know who Edie Gourmet is married to, or was married to. I don't know. Anyway, it was Steve Lawrence.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I did.
I remembered.
That's it. I remember his face so well and everything because they used to be on these musical variety shows together.
Mm.
And that's how I knew they were married and all this, because they used to talk about that. And I thought, you know, that would be kind of cool to be married to another singer and you get to do this stuff together. I think that would be totally awesome. I like that idea.
Mm.
Yeah, and there's another couple that does that, a country western couple, and Faith Hill is her name. What is his name? Oh, well, that doesn't matter either. Anyway, they've been doing that for a long time. They go on tour and all that stuff together, and they've been married for quite a few years, have little girls together, and it works really good for them. I always thought that was kind of cool that they could do that. That was awesome. Okay, back to Kenny Rogers and the first edition. This song was so popular when it came out, and he did it on Ed Sullivan, or they did it on Ed Sullivan and some other programs, as well as having a record that was in the top few store. I don't know for how long, but it was in the top numbers. This is the first edition doing Something Burning, and I think it's love.
I hear your rhythmic breathing. I take your hand and hold it tightly. Listen, can you not hear a young heart's beating? I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning, and here it comes. Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? Here it comes. Feel it. Feel it. Something's burning, and I think it's love. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cut my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire, and here it comes. Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? Here it comes. Feel it. Love. And I think it's love. And I think it's love. And I think it's love.
Doesn't it? I love that.
Hmm.
And it's even better if you remember the first edition. I mean, Kenny Rogers had dark hair. And he still had the beard and mustache, but he had dark hair. And it was before facelifts, so he didn't have any wrinkles naturally. He didn't have his face all stretched out of shape. But, yeah.
Hmm.
They did not do him justice the last couple of facelifts. They just really mucked him. They just mucked up. That's my opinion anyway. He might like it. More power to him. If he does, I'm glad. But I think he looks mucked up. But that's okay. That's okay. Everybody has to do their own thing, and that's his thing. So there you go. But this is when he was still young. He was still tall. He was more slender because he hadn't aged and had all those dinners under his belt. And he still sounded like himself, though, didn't he? He still has that tremolo going, and he's still, oh, yeah. Yeah, he was good. He was good. That's how he lasted so long, because he's good. Always has been. Oh, I'm going to play another Elvis song. Is that okay with you, Ann?
Oh, do you have to? But yes.
Okay. As long as you can suffer through it, I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Oh.
Yeah, you just tighten your belt, lift up your chin, and you'll get through it okay. All right. I want to hear Elvis doing "I Don't Want to."
I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to let you know how much I want you. Don't come near me. I don't trust you. I don't trust the way you feel me when I touch you. I was happy, free and easy. I could go around and do the things that please me.
upside down with a girl like you. I don't want to love you, but I do. I was happy, free and easy. I could go around and do the things that please me. I don't want to get tied down to a girl like you. I don't want to love you, but I do. I don't want to love you, but I do.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, that is absolutely lovely. I'm laying here and listening to them. Beautiful.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And that's the whole thing, too, is these songs have a point in life because that happens. You meet somebody, and it's like, no, I can't love them because of whatever reason it is going on. And after a time, you find, even if you don't want to love them, you do. You grew to love them. And that happens. Yeah. That happens. And I tell you, the heart always knows. You can't fight your heart. You can't. It wants what it wants. It's going to do what it's going to do. And if you try to order it around, it's just not going to work. You're going to be miserable. So, you know, you might as well give in and be happy. Right?
That's it. Follow your heart.
Sometimes you have to wait. I mean, you know, but that's life. So, okay. I wanted to let everybody know, and Shauna wanted me to let everybody know that she had to go. She has supper to take care of. She's got a little boy and a husband that she's got to feed. So she said she enjoyed while she was here, and bye for now. So that's awesome. That's awesome. We'll talk to Shauna soon. It's okay. She says she's sorry she had to go, but she'll be back next time. It's okay. We all have things in life we got to take care of. I mean, how many times have I wanted to call her show and say hi and whatever, and I slept through it, or I didn't get home, or, you know, 10 million things went on the last couple, 3 months. So that's all right. Okay, we got another one here. It's going to pick us back up. Because this is rockin'. Eddie Floyd singing Knock on Wood.
Thank you.
knock on wood. I love that song. I love that. That is in also in a movie called Roadhouse. And I love that movie. I have seen that movie at least 8 times. It's just fantastic. Wow. It's great. Sam Elliott stars in it, and the guy with a cute butt. He's a dancer. He's got the hair. Him.
Oh, crikey. It's him. Yeah.
Yeah, him.
I know who
him.
You mean.
Yeah, him. He died of cancer.
Yeah. Oh.
A few years ago. Yes. Patrick Swayze. Thank you
so much. You got
Patrick
it.
Swayze. Yes. Yeah, the guy with the cute button hair. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, anyway. Yes, I love that movie. I really love that movie. Mm. It's fantastic. Why? I have not the slightest clue except for the karate moves and all this stuff, you know, and fight for right and beat the bad guy and all that kind of stuff. But it's just a fun movie. It's just fun. I don't know. I like that. I like Dirty Dancing, too, for an entirely different reason. I love to watch the dancing in that movie. That is
Have you seen Ghost as well, Jenny, with him in it?
Yes, I've seen Ghost
very
twice.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that just kind of rips your heart out at the end, doesn't it?
It does.
My gosh. I think I'd rather not know he was there, you know what I mean? But that's okay. It was a good movie, yes, because a movie that can grab your emotions, no matter how sappy or how scripted, a good movie will still grab your heart. And you don't care how sappy it is. You don't care how run-of-the-mill it might be. If it grabs your emotions, it's still a good movie. Yeah. And that's how I feel. Anyway, I love movies. Yeah. I I love movies. Okay, we're going to go for one that is, it's right up there beat-wise with what we just heard, knock on wood. But it's different. It's Steppenwolf from, say, 68, I think, something like that. I like this one, too. This one always just got me up off my chair and got me moving. I love this song. Steppenwolf doing Sookie Sookie Sue.
one of those songs that they always played at the dances and the parties, you know, because...
I've never heard that one before. That was different.
Oh, well, Steppenwolf was kind of a different ball of wax, but I like their music. When they came out in 68, it really hit big. And like I say, this song, well, and some of their other songs were always at the parties and the dances and the, because, you know, back in 68 and around that era, there was always a lot of the kids that were doing the pot and the drinking and all that stuff. And when you are, so I've heard, because that stuff made me sick, so I stayed away from it. But what I've observed, let's put it that way, is that when you've been drinking and you're high on the pot and then you hear this kind of music, you just go crazy nuts, man. They had such a good time dancing and just making fools of themselves. And I had a great time just standing back and watching it all. It was hilarious. So, you know, I guess to each his own. But, that you get to like that music anyway. And, of course, back then, my boyfriend, soon-to-be husband, was a guitar player in a band. So they played this kind of stuff. So it was kind of like getting a double dose all the time. Boy, I'm glad that era of my life is over. But anyway, I have one more request to play. And this is from John. And this is one that I hadn't heard before. And it's another kind of a, it's good song. It is a good song. But it's kind of sad, too. But I couldn't help but play it because it is such a good song. I really liked it. So this is called Torn. And it's done by Natalie Imbruglia.
I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real.
Wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late.
Now that's a really good song.
Yes, yeah.
I hadn't heard it before yesterday or Thursday, sometime
really?
Real soon. Yeah, I hadn't heard it before, but I liked it when I heard it. So, hey, you know, if you're open to hearing new things, you could get surprised quite regularly. I do, and I like it that way. It keeps life interesting, keeps you alert, awake. It keeps you loving it. That's a good thing. Okay, I've got a song that is, it's fun. It is so fun. But I hope guys don't take it as gospel and use it for advice because, well, because I'm not ugly, I guess. I don't know. But it's just a fun song. It's just a fun song. Just don't use it as advice, guys. Just use it for fun. That's all there is. It's called Get an Ugly Girl to Marry You by Jimmy Soul.
Oh, wow.
Hey! 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 If you want to be having fun, if you wanna be having brother up in your life, never make a friend of one for your wife. So for my brother, love for all of you, get an ugly girl to marry you. My friends, they wanna make the husband a strong. They worry all the causes in downfall. As soon as he married, that lives to start. The things that will break his heart. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, or you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman could feel on time. You'll always.
Just a fun song, don't you think so?
Yeah.
It just makes me smile. Yeah. Oh, good. It just makes me smile, and you find yourself just a bopping around, and it's fun. It's just fun. Anything that gets you moving and feeling good is a good song, and that's a good one. I like it. So, speaking of good songs, first, I've still got 10 minutes, but I'm going to take a couple of minutes right now to say thank you to everybody that's been hanging out with me here. Thank you, all the guys in the chat room. And thank you, Shauna. You called in, and it was fun. And you're there chatting, and I like it. And thank you, Anne. You came in before the show even started, and you haven't had to bounce back across the pond even once. That is awesome.
No, okay, good.
Oh, yeah. Practice makes perfect, right? I love it. And I have to say condolences, and I'm sorry because Susan's cat has passed away, and she had that cat for 23 years, and that is like losing a child. I have been there more than once.
Yeah.
And it is like losing a child. And her poor heart is hurting right now. So, honey, we're with you. We feel your pain as well. We know what it feels like. And say hi when you can. We support you. Okay? Just wanted to say that. So we're going to have another good song. Brenton Wood. We're going to have Brenton Wood doing Gimme Some Kind of Sign. Oh, my baby.
If you do want me, give me up the sun. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on the moon. But if you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right.
If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me.
With what they're thinking like that, just instead of rolling around and trying to guess and skirting the issue and trying to play guessing games and all that stuff, just say it. Say it. What's the worst that can happen? You can get your face slapped. I mean, you know, but what's the best that could happen? Think of that. When we're not trying to guess what it is that you want, tell us. You know, then it's out there, it's straightforward, and the result is what it is, and you don't have to try and wonder anymore. Just do it. I would love that. I think that's fantastic. Just do that. Just do it. Stop playing games and just say it. Just say it. So, okay, we're going to go to the Spencer Davis Group, and we're going to listen to Gimme Some Lovin'.
Thank you.
awesome sauce. Another party song. I love it. I just love those move and groove and songs. You can't sit still. You can't sit in the end. Actually, you can't sit. Yeah, they just get you moving. You get you grooving. You just go for it. And I have a song here that's going to sing us out. I have about 2 minutes left, and I'm going to make it an Elvis song. So y'all are going to hang around till the last second. I know you are. This is Elvis doing A Thing Called Love.
Weighed 235 pounds, but I saw that giant of a man brought down, relieved by love. He was the kind of man to gamble on love, look you in the eye and never back up, but I saw him crying like a little whippet because of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, like the world it covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. He can lift you up, he can put you down, take your world and turn it around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Time nothing's ever been found stronger than love.